It really is your only choice. You got to keep your head up on this Monday. There's Andy Grammer live on the Today Show Plaza with WHUD listeners and our family fun crew, Max and Sean, who ushered the winners to the stage this morning. Hello there. It's 8:46.
And don't forget to check out the photos with Andy Grammer and our listeners at Today on our Facebook page right now. The Grand Funk Railroad makes another stop at Ridgefield Playhouse this Saturday night at 8. Don Brewer is a founding member of the group.
I don't care for the travel so much anymore, but I never get tired of getting up on stage and watching people react, you know. And now we got multi-generations of people that know the words to the songs, and they're out there, you know, and there's nothing like it. It's very addictive. So, and as far as a venue, we have played the Ridgefield Playhouse before, a great venue. It's not a bad seat in the house, and it sounds great. It's a terrific place.
I guess the name of the band came as a play on words in Flint, Michigan, the railroad there?
Yeah, Grand Trunk and Western Railroad. You know, as we were growing up, you know, from kids, we were always sitting at railroad crossing watching all the trains go by. Grand Trunk and Western, Grand Trunk and Western, you know. And when we were looking to change our name in the late 60s from a band called The Pack, and looking, you know, there was a new term of music that came along, funk. So we just did a play on words with Grand Trunk and Grand Funk, and, you know, it worked for us, you know. I mean, the Grand Trunk and Western Railroad used to get fan mail for Grand Funk, you know. They would call us and say, hey, we got bags of mail down here delivered to you guys.
All right, so let's talk about these hits. I'm playing the songs in my head as I'm dialing the phone. You know, and it's just one great song after another. That's our slogan here at the radio station, and that's true for your band.
It is. It's the American Band. Also, the Locomotion, Some Kind of Wonderful, I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home. You know, and we do them all. We try to do everything that people expect when we put on a Grand Funk show.
Tell us about the genesis of We're an American Band. Is it autobiographical?
Well, it was, to a certain extent. You know, we were on the road, traveling from town to town, and that's the first thing that came to my mind when I was writing the song was, we're coming to your town, we'll help you party it down. Didn't come up with the tagline American Band until later, after I'd really finished writing the song. And then I put in little snippets of what was happening on the tour with Up All Night with Freddie King playing poker and Four Young Chiquitas in Omaha, Sweet Sweet Connie and Little Rock, all these little things that were happening. And so, it's kind of a reflection, as well as being everybody and anybody that's ever been in a band, you know, kind of relates to a lot of the stuff in the song. It came to me one day, and it sang so well, and, you know, I wasn't really trying to wave a flag or anything. It's just, you know, it sounded good, you know, so that's a lot, that has a lot to do with songwriting, you know, that when you're trying to put lyrical things together, you know, you're looking for things that sing well and sound well, you know, not only have content.
Paul Simon, you said Mickey Mantle came up to him mad one day, says, how come you wrote a song about Joe DiMaggio and you didn't mention me? He said, because he had the right number of syllables.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
August 6th at Ridgefield Playhouse, Grand Funk Railroad making a return appearance because they love it so much, and you're going to love to see them. Don, thank you so much for a few minutes, and we wish you safe travels and a great show when you're at Ridgefield.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike and Casey, we'll want to give away a couple of tickets to the show this Saturday night at Ridgefield Playhouse.
Caller 7, you're on your way.
1-877-274-9483. Good luck.